Paul Bunning Communications post-game show continues. Head coach Tom Ceratori is with us. Tom, you guys were within the blink of an eye of winning this thing in regulation tonight. But 2 points is better than one. So
no, exactly. And, we were rattled. You could see it too, Schultz. I'm glad we got out of the 5-on-5 overtime. We were the first 3 minutes that we were so rattled. We were consumed with what happened with 8-9 seconds to go. And, you got to flush it. You got to worry about what you need, the task at hand, which is which is obviously trying to win that 3-on-3. Then as the, I think, again, we weathered the storm in that 5 minute 5-on-5. And then we had a couple of looks, I guess. But by and large, we got out of that. That's all I wanted to do. And I wanted to put it in our hands in the 3-on-3. And it was a good win that way. But no, it still stings, Schultz. It was a good 2 points, but it would have been a better 3 points. And when you're that close, it's frustrating. And, we got to close things down at that particular time.
First period, I thought you played a pretty darn good road period.
I thought it was a heck of a period, Schultz. I hate to sit there. I go in the locker room. I tell the guys how good they were. You sit there and you praise the period, which you have to do as a coach. Well, then respond in the second, and then again, for how good we were in the first period, like we were that bad in the second period is what I'm getting at. And again, part of it. It starts off with these ice conditions, which obviously, again, we'll get into later. But conversely, the ice conditions were poor for both teams. But we just got a little rattled, and we just didn't play with any type of purpose, I thought, in the second.
What explanation did you get as to why they continued the second period starting when Justin Beaudry couldn't move a puck?
Well, again, I wanted to blow the whistle. Schultz, sometimes there's no rules. Like, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that's even in a rule book.
The bottom line is, what I'm yelling at Albers, just blow it down and just say, no, we're not going to give up a goal. Like this. He should have just – I believe that. He should have just blown it. He should have blown it and just said, we're giving this thing more time. This is –
That was bizarre.
It was bad. And you do not want to be involved in a situation where somebody scores right there. So I was kind of – and, we're on the power play, too. And so I don't know. But it is what it is. But I can't sit there and I want to let it go right there. But I guess there was two chillers in the plant broke down. Then one started working going into the third. And there was one gone. So that was the reason why obviously the ice couldn't freeze.
Talking about a buzzkill, they got a 12-minute delay to start then the third period. I would hate to be either goalie in that situation.
Well, exactly.
What do you do? Do you talk to the guys? Do you ignore the guys? Let them kind of do their own thing? Or what do you do?
What are you gonna talk about? The weather? I mean, I don't know. what are you gonna talk about? We just talked it between periods. I mean, last thing they want to do is hear me for the next 10 minutes say something. So I mean, no. I mean, it's just a situation where you just gotta, you just gotta wait it out, man.
Your fourth line had a very, very productive night again.
It was great, I was happy for him. I was really happy for him, and they bailed us out.
And it's easy to say when it's been two games like this, but can this be a springboard down the last month for those
well,
three?
Well, you hope so. I mean, there's a lot of things. Again, we've with a young group, and we talk about it all the time, Schultz, we got to try to figure things out. We got to play 60, and with this young group right here, we've been inconsistent at times, and there's certain parts of our game that are good, and there's certain spurts that, again, we'd like to have back. But, when we put things together, we're a pretty darn good team. Like, I look at the Mankato game on Saturday night, the whole series. The Tech game on Saturday night, I thought we were outstanding. I thought we were outstanding against Lake Superior. But tonight was a weird game, too. I mean, you had to – I mean, it was – it was like you were playing. It was like you were playing outdoors when you were a kid with one of those orange balls, like those hard orange balls. You know what I mean? And like for street hockey and all that, like it was just you had to keep the game so simple. And I know the guys sometimes they don't want to do that because again they want to play the game. But sometimes you got to play the game simple, and the elements dictate that as well.
We'll see you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications post-game show.